This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee are making final preparations for the first public hearings in the impeachment investigation of President Donald Trump. Wednesday's witnesses include William Taylor, the U.S. Chargé d'Affaires in Ukraine, and George Kent, the Deputy Assistant Secretary in the European and Eurasian Bureau. To this point, a testimony has been behind closed doors in recent weeks, but this time it will be on full public view.
People will watch, they will see excerpts, they will follow it, they want to know what everybody else is talking about.
Leonard Steinholm is a professor at the American University in Politics and Communications.
The question is how the narrative will develop in these competing media ecosystems where conservatives and liberals are spinning out different storylines on what was actually said during these hearings.
House committees have released transcripts of those depositions in which the officials detailed how President Trump and his aides pressed Ukraine to launch investigations of one of his chief 2020 Democratic presidential challengers. President Trump on Monday criticized the investigation as a totally one-sided witch hunt. He presented his case to reporters last Friday.
So what they do is they go all over Washington. Let's find the 10 people that hate President Trump the most and let's put them up there.
The president has been teasing the release of a transcript of his first phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, which took place in April shortly after Zelensky was elected. Israeli forces carried out a rare targeted strike Tuesday in the Gaza Strip that killed a top commander of the militant group Islamic Jihad. A statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Baha Abu al-Atta was responsible for many terrorist attacks and the firing of rockets at Israel in recent months and had intended to carry out more. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visits Washington this week to meet President Donald Trump, a meeting some consider an opportunity to reset relations that have been restrained over numerous policy differences. More from VOA's Dorian Jones.
Turkey's military operation against the Syrian Kurdish militia is expected to top the agenda of talks between President Erdogan and President Trump. Ankara designates the militia terrorists, but the militia is a key ally in the US-led war against the Islamic State. The US Congress is threatening widespread sanctions against Turkey, some of which target Erdogan personally. This week's presidential meeting comes at a key moment in relations between the NATO allies. Despite escalating bilateral tensions, the two presidents appear to have built a good working relationship. A personal chemistry that Ankara believes can offer a chance of a reset. But some analysts warn Ankara relying solely on Trump to resolve differences may be a risky strategy. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
In a highly unusual move, the tiny West African nation of the Gambia on Monday filed a suit against Myanmar, accusing it of perpetrating a genocide on ethnic Rohingya Muslims that forced hundreds of thousands to flee the Asian nation. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the United Nations.
The Gambia is supported by the 57-member Organization for Islamic Cooperation in its complaint. Paul Riker, a Washington, D.C.-based attorney who heads the Gambian legal team, spoke to VOA about the case.
The Gambia hopes by this case, and the OIC hopes by this case, to obtain a judgment from the International Court of Justice, the highest legal authority in the international community, that Myanmar is guilty of the crime of genocide against the Rohingya people.
Such a ruling could take years. In the meantime, the lawyers are seeking an order demanding Myanmar stop harming the Rohingyas. That decision could come as early as December. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Uranium particles have been detected at an undeclared nuclear site in Iran, according to the United Nations nuclear watchdog, on Monday. In a confidential report obtained by news agencies, the International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed that man-made uranium particles had been discovered without revealing the location of the undeclared site. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.